Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, where we will be going over the trials and tribulations of anxiety and how we heal the underlying causes. Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, I believe probably a couple of months now. And, you know, much like you guys, I've been dealing with the COVID situation, dealing with the social unrest that's going on in the mix of the political landscape that we live in. And so I really have taken kind of a step back. I went on a couple of week vacation and just kind of really just unplugged with everything I had going on, from coaching to my social channels to just really unplugged. I find it really difficult in these times to, you know, a lot of times, let me kind of backtrack a little bit. A lot of times for us that struggle with what we struggle with, specifically anxiety, we're always looking out, right? We're let's be honest, guys, we're pessimistic people in general. I know for me, I'm pessimistic, and I have to force myself to not think negatively, should I say. And I find myself really always second-guessing myself, questioning myself. And, you know, in the social situations that we have with social media and things like that, you know, there's going to be people that you just can't change their mind, right? There's some things that I have that people – you just can't change my mind on, right? I'm kind of in I'm a black and white person as it is. And I think, and I have beliefs in certain areas of my life that just won't change. So what I found with that is you ain't going to change my mind. Someone else ain't going to change my mind. So why even argue about it, right? We can have a healthy conversation. And I think a lot of times what happens is we don't want to engage because we don't want to have a debate, right? And I think there's a clear difference between a debate and healthy conversations. The problem of today is most people don't want to have healthy conversations. They want to debate, and debates typically in the social media world turn into arguments. And that really doesn't do anybody any good. So for me, I've been really neutral on the social situations that we find ourselves in, with the civil unrest. I've been really neutral with the political landscapes. I've been pretty neutral. And some people might say silence is violence, but I happen to think a lot of times I have people on both sides, right? I have people that are for a cause, and I have people that are against the cause. And so I don't want to side with one while neglecting the other. And so my neutrality allows and affords me open dialogues and conversations to understand both sides. Now, I do have my own viewpoints, and I do have my own belief systems, and I do have my own political bents, and they may not agree with many, right? Or maybe they do agree with many. I just stay neutral on that because my goal in what I do is not to use it as a platform to talk about things that people might heavily disagree with: politics, religion, civil unrest, all these different things that are going on in the world. My goal is to help you heal. And I don't want to neglect one part of the people while agreeing with the other part, right? I believe that for us, that's really what we struggle with. Those things, those anxieties, those depression, those mental health issues, those traumas, they cross all bounds. They cross all races. They cross all ethnic groups. They cross all different sizes, colors, weights. So my goal in what I do is not to use it as a podium to voice my concerns or my beefs with what's going on in the world. My goal in what I do is to help those that are hurting. And that might be someone that's a Democrat, That might be someone that's a Republican. That might be someone that leans heavily to the left. That might mean someone that leans heavily to the right. That might mean someone that is supports Black Lives Matter. That might mean someone that doesn't support Black Lives Matter. That might mean someone that wants Trump for president, someone that doesn't want Trump for president. That's my goal. My goal is to help those that are hurting. And my goal is to cross those bounds and really think about and talk about and coach on those things in which can help us grow. Now, what I've found in my coaching is that's just it. Like, I have people that agree with me politically, and I have people that don't agree with me politically. I have people that agree with me religiously, and I have people that don't agree with me religiously. And so what I found and what I do is if I leave my premise or my mantra to that in which allows us to relate to one another, then we set aside these differences, right? We set aside what we might feel, what we might think from a political standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, or whatever it might be, right? So my main goal in doing what I do, again, is to help those that are hurting. In lines of that, a lot of us are hurting. A lot of us in today's age are dealing with traumas and different issues that arise because of what's going on in the world, right? Because of what we saw in the U.S. with George Floyd. That gets to the heart of situations in which bring up just unresolved trauma. And so what I'm finding is a lot of what's going on in the world is keeping people uneasy, and the anxieties are rising, and our panic is setting in. Depression's also setting in to what we have with COVID. What I'm finding, again, is a lot of times what's happening in the world is triggering us to feel the emotions that we're feeling. I happen to think that these are just triggers that have us, these issues that we have are already deep-seated. They're already somewhat embedded in us, and we distract ourselves. We do everything we can to cope with other mechanisms and other ways to hide and not deal with what these emotional issues that we have. But then we have these events that come up in our life, and that causes the triggers. So having said that, you know, a lot is going on in the world, a lot of angst that's going on. A lot of us are dealing with financial situations and all that. And so what I would really highly, highly recommend, one of my fears, to be honest with you as an anxiety coach, is the fact that once we can come over the top of this and COVID will hopefully be gone, the civil unrest will hopefully start to die down. Companies and jobs will start getting back, but our anxieties and our traumas will still be there. And we won't have a reason to blame those traumas and those anxieties on. See, right now we have something to blame it on, right? We have something we can blame it on COVID. We can blame it on the civil unrest. We can blame it on the economy. We can blame it on all these different things going on, rather than really understanding that these things were already in us. And now we were distracting ourselves from dealing with those things in which now we're feeling. That's one of my fears of what's going to go on in the world, that we will get through this. We will come out the other side. But for us that struggle with what we struggle with, will continue to struggle with these different situations. Why? Because we haven't really took the time to heal. We haven't took the time to really delve inside and look at those things and look at the reasons why and the underlying causes that's making us feel the way we feel. It's interesting. I had someone reach out to me on Instagram the other day and was asking me questions about panic attacks. And I basically told her my philosophy. My philosophy is I don't really cater to teaching people how to breathe and meditate and do the things that we need to do to overcome a panic attack. That's not my philosophy, is really not that. However, I can do that, and I do teach that, and I do coach that. But my main goal is to heal the reasons why those things are going on, right? If we can, I can teach you how to deal with it, but I'd rather teach you how to heal from it, if that makes sense. And she was dealing with this for 20 years. She's been going through panic attacks in therapy for the past 4 years. And I basically said to her, you know, that's my beef, right? My beef is you're learning and you're being taught how to maintain your panic attacks, right? Through breathing, through meditation, through tapping, through whatever modality is being taught. But what you're not being taught is you're not being taught how to heal. And it's only through healing that you can then overcome and finally get rid of or greatly diminish the panic attacks in your life. So I basically told her that, yeah, I can teach you how to breathe. Yeah, I can teach you how to meditate. Yeah, I can teach you how to tap. Yeah, I can teach you all these different modalities to help you overcome a panic attack. But it's only when we start looking at the root causes, and it's only when we start looking and healing those underlying issues, do we really overcome these things in our life. And it was like a light bulb for her. She's like, man, really? You know, I've been dealing with these things for 20 years and no one has, all my therapists, all my doctors, never ever talked about why I'm having these things. They only talked about what these things were. And so my philosophy, it's always been my philosophy, not only for my own self-healing, but for those that I coach, is that, yeah, I could teach you all the modalities in the world, and I could teach you how to overcome and breathe through these things, which is something that you should be taught, right? I'm not saying or diminishing the fact that we need to work through these different panic attacks or these different issues when they arise, but really we need to fillet ourselves open and look at why we are going through these things and why are we having these things. And when we can do that and really dive into those areas of our life is where the true healing and the true overcoming happens. So I would encourage you during this time, if you're struggling, really take a time to look within. If, say, you're having panic attacks, you're having bouts of depression, or you're going through high anxiety, I would challenge you to start looking at the why. And really what I found that for folks to really look at the why, they need help and guidance. They need someone to come alongside them and help them look at different reasons why they feel the way they feel. It might be traumas. It might be different types of issues, different types of things that have gone on in one's life. And that will allow them to start unraveling and uncovering those areas. And it's through that unraveling and uncovering where we can really find true healing. So anyway, I wanted to check in with you. I need to get really better at doing these podcasts. I like to keep them somewhat short, but reach out to me. If you have questions, if you need help, obviously go out to my website, beatanxiety.me. You can find me on all the social channels. I just started a TikTok channel where I do a lot more videos on anxiety and healing anxiety. So you might want to check that out as well. That's at TikTok, and just look up beatanxiety.me. Love to help you. Find me on Instagram as well. So anyway, guys, hopefully you find this helpful, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Make sure to follow me on all the social media channels like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at beatanxiety.me. And then also make sure to check out my website, beatanxiety.me, for some great content on how we can overcome and heal anxiety in our life. Thanks so much. Take care now. Till next time. Bye.